Autumn by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. With what a glory comes and goes the year! The buds of spring, those beautiful harbingers of sunny skies and cloudless times, enjoy life's newness and earth's garniture spread out. And when the silver habit of the clouds comes down upon the autumn sun, and with a sober gladness the old year takes up his bright inheritance of golden fruits, a pomp and pageant fill the splendid scene. There is a beautiful spirit breathing now its mellow richness of the clustered trees, and from a beaker full of richest dyes pouring new glory on the autumn woods, and dipping in warm light the pillared clouds mourn on the mountain. Like a summer bird lifts up her purple wing, and in the vales the gentle wind, a sweet and passionate wooer, kisses the blushing leaf and stirs up life within the solemn woods of ash deep crimsoned and silver beech and maple yellow leaved, where autumn, like a faint old man, sits down by the wayside aweary. Through the trees the golden robin moves, the purple finch that on wild cherry and red cedar feeds, a winter bird comes with its plaintive whistle and pecks by the witch hazel, whilst aloud from cottage roofs the warbling bluebird sings, and merrily with oft-repeated stroke sounds from the threshing floor the busy flail. Oh, what a glory doth this world put on for him who with a fervent heart goes forth under the bright and glorious sky and looks on duties well performed and days well spent. For him the wind, aye, and the yellow leaves shall have a voice and give him eloquent teachings. He shall so hear the solemn hymn that death has lifted up for all that he shall go to his long resting place without a tear. Read by Lorraine Montgomery for Lit2Go, on the web at fcit.usf.edu.